I have been blown away by two stories that have happened to folks here at WGN. Ernie, now I should double check, but I heard him talking, or I heard John Williams talking this morning about how Ernie had grass clippings spontaneously combust in his garage and burn the garage down. I just ran over to make sure that that was the Ernie they were talking about. It is. I forgot to ask him when that happened. I don't know if that is a recent event or whether it happened
before.
It was.
It was over the Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know the precise day, but I was like, hey, how's your Thanksgiving?
Right,
it's like, hey, my garage kind of burned down.
In very Ernie fashion.
Yeah.
And moves on with his life. And
I don't know that burned all the way down, but there was a lot of fire and flames.
Well, yeah. Okay. So it's recent. I just wanted to make sure. Thanks, Kevin, for your journalistic integrity. It's always appreciated.
You got it.
And then I look at Facebook this morning, and our good friend Johnny Putman, who you, of course, know, Steve and Johnny, the legend, the legendary and lovely Johnny, joins us now. Because, Johnny, I look at your post, and you're showing what looks like a burned-out piece of plastic and cloth. It is spontaneous combustion day here on WGN. What the heck happened to you?
It was terrifying. Hi, John.
By the way, I know I was going to say, it's just so comforting always to hear your voice, Johnny. I miss you. I hope all is well besides this.
Yes. Can I tell you as an aside that Steve and I were just talking about the fact the last time that we talked to you on the radio was like 11 years ago. You were doing traffic on our show.
Yes.
And you may recall it was like 3:45, and we said, before things get crazy and you've been with us all night long, we have 5 questions to get to know John Hansen. So we were asking you questions and we got to know you that morning. Remember?
I remember very well. And as an aside, I used to do traffic at WGN here and often would fill in and get to do your show. You two are the sweetest people and would always welcome you with open arms and fun questions along the way. Now what happened? Now that the pleasantries are done.
We were in the living room. People said, oh, you shouldn't have the heating pad with you in bed. It wasn't in bed. We were in the living room. I was in a chair. Steve was across the room, off to the side of me, on the sofa. We were watching a movie. And he said, honey, what's going on? Out of the side of his eye, he saw smoke. When I turned to look at him, I realized my feet were engulfed in smoke, not flames, but in smoke. I mean, billowing smoke. I pushed the heating pad that was on top of my feet away. I did not have my feet on it. I had the pad draped over my feet. I pushed it away, and I had a clear enough mind to realize, oh, that's not good. And about that time, the flame shot up.
Oh, my.
My heart's racing as I'm telling you the story because it was so freaky.
Like a big flame?
It was big enough. I mean, yes.
It is fire after all. Yeah.
It was a fire. All I can remember is thinking, it's orange.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just took my left foot and I took the non-burning end of the heating pad and I flipped it over to smother the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then jumped up and threw the chair I was in forward so I could get to the plug and unplug it. Now, I mean, there was just an awful lot of smoke in our living room. And we both realized, oh, this is really, should never happen, number one, but it's really terrifying. Could have been so much worse. I picked it up, took it to the kitchen, dropped it in the sink and poured water on it, not on the cords or anything like that, but just on the plastic heating pad and the flannel cover. Now, the heating pad was purchased within the past 5 years.
So it's newish.
Yes, and it was the kind that, because there are two kinds, and the one that I really like is the one that you have to hold the control. So if you fall asleep and your hand opens up, that it turns off the heating pad. This was actually the really old school one that has the slider.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go 3 different levels of heat. And so I had it slid up because I just had it draped over my feet just to warm up my feet. And I went this afternoon, I went to look closely to see who the manufacturer was, and it melted. We don't know who manufactured it because it completely melted off. All I can see are the words genuine waterproof, 55 watts, 115 volts.
Now,
That's
crazy. Now, first of all, thank God you're okay because you're also wearing fabric. You're under, blankets nearby. I mean, could have gone quick.
Well, I had, flowy pants on. The blaze, which was literally, and I call it a blaze because it's not like a match striking. It was a poof. And it was probably an inch away from my pant leg,
oh my God,
carpeting. upholstered seat of the chair. I mean, this could have been just so much worse. And frequently, I would take the heating pad because I got a little ache in my shoulder, and I would drop it over my shoulder. Well, if it had been on my shoulder, it could have caught my hair on fire. Yes. I mean, there are all kinds of crazy things that could have happened.
Now, I just want to make sure we got this right, because were you doing anything crazy against the instructions that they had said?
No.
Or did you have it on for 9.5 hours, Johnny? I mean, how cold were your feet? Like, I don't
know. We were watching a movie. I probably had it on for, half hour.
Yeah.
But there's no time limitation on it. And I can still see some of the instructions, you know, do not immerse in water, do not use with children, do not use with people who have certain diseases that can cause problems. But since I posted the picture of the heating pad, which, by the way, people can see at the Steve and Johnny Show Facebook page.
Right, for the visual, yeah.
People are coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, either they were burned by an electric blanket or a heating pad, or they've had theirs kind of just blow up on them.
Oh, my gosh.
The really scary stories are the people who had an electric blanket. My father-in-law had an electric blanket on him, sound asleep, and was the smoke that woke him up. And thankfully, he was able to get it off of him and, you know, throw it into the driveway before it caught the house
That's
on
crazy.
Fire.
Johnny, do you mind? Can you hold on a little bit longer?
Sure.
All right, great, because I want to talk a little bit more about this and also talk New Year's, but we're running up on a break here. 312-981-7200. I would love to hear if this has happened to you or anyone else, because we all need to be warned about it. More with Johnny in a bit, and more on Spontaneous Combustion Day here on WGM. Johnny Putman joining us now of Steve and Johnny fame. And Johnny, you were telling us the story of this crazy heating pad overheating, spewing out smoke, creating a fire. Luckily, you're okay. Steve's okay. And I guess the most shocking part about this is that it was fairly new. I thought that there were protections against these things. And we've got a lot of texts from people that similar things have happened to them. I mean, I grew up in a firefighter family, so of course I've known about space heaters and, you know, don't leave a heating pan on for 20 hours next to a can of gasoline. But on your feet, I think is the most shocking thing, that it was just in general use.
Yeah, and some people said, well, you know, if you're sitting on it or leaning on it, you could. No, wasn't doing any of that. It was just draped on my feet, which was really scary because there was no compression at all on the wiring. Because I think sometimes, John, we pick up something like this and it's a piece of flannel with a little piece of plastic inside, and we don't realize, you know, it's 55 watts and 115 volts of electricity that's going to be traveling through that.
I think we're just complacent right now, right? Like, where we just assume that the technology we have, especially if it's newer, is safe, right?
Yes.
We just assume that.
Yes, and it is UL listed. Someone said, well, is it UL listed? I don't even know if you could buy a heating pad that's not UL listed. But if you really want an eye-opener, just Google heating pad electric blanket defective lawsuits. And some of the things that have happened to people, I mean, third-degree burns.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, lying on a heating pad that was supposed to turn off. And again, if it's supposed to turn off, then you kind of, that's why you bought it. You kind of think that that's what's going to happen. So maybe you're not being as proactive as you should be. But the judges ruled that there was a defect in this particular brand of heating pad, and they all had to be recalled just because of this woman's third-degree burns on her back.
Yeah. Just imagine 24 hours ago, you were not a heating pad expert. And now, Johnny, you are our heating pad correspondent right now.
Well, you know, prior to this, I was actually the weird seeds arriving in the mail correspondent. Do you remember that story when people were getting unusual seeds that were coming from China? And suddenly I became the go-to person for the weird seeds.
Add it to your CV, not that you need it on your resume, Johnny.
Right.
Hey, let's pivot just a little bit. While I have you here, New Year's Eve, I just can't wait to hear your voice and Steve as well. Are you looking forward to the show?
Thank you. It's going to be different, though, because, you know, we celebrated 25 years of ringing in the new year at midnight on WGN. 25 years we did that. I had to get permission to be out that late when we started doing this. I was so young. And it's always been great because we always had a swinging door and people would come in after they finished their gigs on New Year's Eve and they would chill out and they would eat and they would just hang out with us on the radio. This year, we are going to be on from 3 till 7. We're going to be on the afternoon shift, 3 to 7, and just kind of recapping the year, and we'll also be talking about some of the things you have to do on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day to assure you of having a good coming year, and who doesn't need any kind of assurance? I mean, seriously.
After these 2 years.
Yeah, after these 2 years, come on now. It's got to get better.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. 3 to 7 on New Year's Eve.
Are you going to be like ringing in as, because in 3 o'clock, what, whose New Year's is that? I mean, we're starting to get to Eastern Europe about then and working our way west. We'll get closer and closer.
You know, that's not a bad idea because that's what we did for years. Every hour we would say, don't worry, if you miss the countdown, wake up. And if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll take you to Alaska and we'll ring in the new year. Or if it's 4 o'clock, we'll go to Hawaii. It'll be midnight there so you can ring in the new year. We could just, you know, make some of those long distance calls. We'll put them on your budget and just, you know, see what we can work out.
Yeah, there you go. So if you're in Poland right now, that's 6 hours, 7 hours ahead of Chicago. So just start doing the math to all of our Eastern European, Western Asia listeners to call in every hour.
I love it.
Something about you guys on New Year's, I helps you take stock of the year. It's comforting to hear you guys, and we love it. We can't look forward to it. We can't wait for it. We do look forward to it. Can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's always a joy to hear you on the radio, John. And thank you so much for calling me. And you know, I got another feather in my cap along with the weird seed.
You know,
correspondent.
I was just telling Pete yesterday, I was like, the only thing I can trust now this day and age is heating pads. And now that's out the window. So what else we got?
Okay.
Johnny, have a good one. Good to hear you again, okay?
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, very good. Oh, always love talking to Johnny. Her and Steve were so kind to me as a traffic reporter on WGN. Just great to catch up with them, even if it's under a scary circumstance, which it certainly was. And again, you can see the pictures of the heating pad, Steve and Johnny show on Facebook.